بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا شیخ العرب العجم شیخ حکیم مدخت صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. دا ٹائٹل از جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. یو ول کم الائیو اف یو بیکم ڈائی ہارٹ فور اللہ والا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. اور تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے, آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم, آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم, اس پہ قربان سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے, اس پہ قربان سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے. درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو, درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو. لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے, لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے. یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے. اور آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے, دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے. دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا, دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا. زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے, زاہدان خشک جب نازل ہوئے. آخری اشعار ہے, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو. جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے، سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات، جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے، جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، which has presented in beautiful poetic form. And Hazrat is teaching us that a person who comes in this world and realizes his object and purpose of his life, and he finds that company, then only that person will really have life. Outwardly he'll be in such a condition that Hazrat says, Ji utoge tum agar bismil hove, that your life will come to life if only you become a bismil. Bismil is when a person is slaughtering a chicken, and you slaughtered half and the chicken ran away. In what a state that chicken is. So when you come into this world and you realize Allah has sent me here, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ، Allah has sent me here to become the slave of Allah. And how to become a slave? A person becomes worried. How am I going to become the true slave of Allah? And Allah's system, Allah sent the greatest, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us how to become the slaves of Allah. And then those who became the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they taught the rest of the world that they became rijal. And this is the system of Allah. As Hazrat explains in this poem, on your own you will never able to learn how to become the true slave of Allah. It is the system of Allah, and Allah has taught us we have to beg for this dua daily, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ، the path of those who have understood the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات، جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. That people who are living in this world and they haven't realized their object, then they got plenty of worries in their heart. This worry, that worry, worry of your children, worry of everything else. And people are living a life that we say now life is very hard. No, we forgot our object and purpose. So Hazrat says you'll get saved, and you'll get safety from thousands of worries. Just do one thing, jo tumhare dar ke hamil hue. Oh Allah, those who carry the pain of your love. And as Hazrat explained yesterday also, dar, which is termed the love of Allah, love is painful. That is, and then the love of Allah, in the beginning it seems very painful, like to sacrifice this desire, that desire. But as a person sacrifices those desires, it becomes enjoyable now. Now you start hating those desires. So Hazrat says, just bring this one pain in your heart, this one grief in your heart. When you carry this, all the other griefs will be gone. Because now Allah will take care of all your worries. So why are we taking care of our own worries when we can't look after ourselves? Allah did not send us here for that. Allah sent us just to bring one worry in the heart. And that is the worry of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains, if you don't have this worry of Allah, tum nahi hasil to kuch hasil nahi, tum huye hasil to sab hasil huye. Oh Allah, if we have come here and we haven't achieved you, we haven't realized that we have to find you, and we have to get this connection and build this love of Allah with you. As Hazrat explained, that we come in the world also, we know we must make ibadat. And as Hazrat beautifully explained, that all in our country, ulama were connected alhamdulillah to mashayikh, and they used to be engaged in zikr, etc. But this great treasure of what is the love of Allah, to do things in the love of Allah, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah has given him that share, that he has that what love, that great ulama used to say. If you want to see love in a form, then look at Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah also was overtaken when Hazrat wrote the Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh's the explanation of his poem. Then, so Hazrat explains here, if you didn't get Allah, oh Allah, if you did, we haven't achieved you, then we have achieved nothing. You could be the biggest, the millionaire, billionaire in the world. You could be the owner of the whole world also. You have achieved nothing if you didn't get Allah Rabbul Izzat. And just that one drop of the love of Allah is far better than the whole world and whatever it contains. And this is what we have to come here to learn. And this is what we have to be striving for. Not for degrees of this world and striving day and night for the patterns of this world and becoming tired, and then end of the day you become depressed, you become mad. And what you got? Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. Your dunya also destroyed, akhirat also destroyed. Hazrat Farah says, Aap tak lai jo moje ranje gham, ispe qurban sankro sahil huye. Hazrat had explained, then to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, a person has to make an effort. وَالَّذِينَ جَادُ فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those people who make an effort, and the highest form of effort, يَخْتَارَ مَشَكَّةِ فِي انْتِسَارِ أَوَامِرِ اللَّهِ, to make an effort to become the obedient slave of Allah. And the final, the top position, اختار المشكة في انتصار في اجتناب مواهين الله, that to save yourself from difficulty and then to get the true love of Allah Ta'ala. That out of the love of Allah you make ibadat. Out of the love of Allah you stay away from the disobedience of Allah. So all this pain and this whole ocean that were like a big wave that all the time used to trouble me, my desires, etc. But oh Allah, that all I learned to sacrifice all that in the company of your lover, when you brought me in the company of my Shaykh, and he taught me how to go through all the storms and the big waves of just grief. How can my friends are going here, I can't go there, and you, I must go for majlis, etc. But when you just come with that intention for the pleasure of Allah, and you start realizing now all that big waves that used to be griefs for me in coming to you, oh Allah, usper qurban sekro sahil huye. That oh Allah, I'm prepared to sacrifice, that so to say I'm on the shore and I wasn't in grief. I prepared to sacrifice thousands of shores that for that grief that you brought in my heart to make you reach you. Now I realize what is the wealth of that. Now a person realizes that just to go to that little grief, change your company, come to the right company. Now see, to leave out sport, you'll sacrifice. What an enjoyment now. I don't even know what's happening in the world. I don't know what period is this time. I won't even think that it's December or whatever. It doesn't bother me. So all that I'm prepared to sacrifice. Thousands of ocean, of shores that I'm in nice, easy, that a person thinks he's in comfort zone. You're never in comfort zone if you're not connected to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat further explains, Zabde ishq bhi tum hasil karo, la tum alim huye, fazil huye. Very important, Hazrat in his all his years of experience, and a great sheikh of his time, and alim also, Hazrat explains, that Zabde ishq tum hasil karo, that make an effort to get the pain of the love of Allah. And asik, Shaitan was an arif, he had great marifat of Allah. He was an alim, he had what knowledge of Allah he had. He knew the shariat of all the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. He was the greatest abid. Every span of hand he made sadda. But he didn't have this ishq, this love of Allah. And today we see also, Allah save me, all of us, that people become great allamas. But then when it comes to the obedience of Allah, we are worried of dalil. What is the dalil? What is the proof for this? If you follow the fair friends of Allah, I saw my Shaykh doing it. That is the greatest dalil. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu say, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing it. That is the when that love of Allah comes, then you're not worried of. Doesn't mean we practice on deen without knowledge. No, our Shaykh explained, our tasawuf is according to shariat. Correct knowledge and the true love of Allah Ta'ala. If anyone is missing, you won't get, you will be off the boat. So Hazrat is explained that make an effort to get the pain of the love of Allah. La tum alim huye, fazil huye. You can become the greatest alim, the greatest fazil. You can become a lama, you can become the imam of the haram, whoever. But if you didn't make an effort to get the love of Allah Ta'ala, you won't get the true taste of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And there is great possibility, Allah save us, how Shaitan went astray. These things can very quick, as we learn the bayan of our Hazrat, that we need to come to the bomb squad to take out that bomb of pride that will come in the heart. And today with all the different environment we are living in,
The more a person gets degrees, now he doesn't want to be known as an alim, now he wants to known as a doctor. I'm a doctor so and so. And you don't realize which direction you're going. And then Hazrat explained where you will get this. Yak zamana sahbati ba awliya. Jisne paayi hai, wahi kamil huye. That just that one moment you came with ikhlas, with the proper intention to gain the love of Allah. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah, like our Shaykh here. And then if you didn't get this and you thought it's not important, then you will never become a perfect human being. Forget becoming a perfect Muslim, a perfect believer. And this is what Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi said. That one moment in the company of the friend of Allah Ta'ala is better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, when he has heard this poem, then he was walking with his Shaykh in the morning, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi. What a Shaykh of the Zamana. And while walking, Hazrat used to take his walk after Fajr, make his tilawat. So Hazrat said, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib said, Hazrat, I don't understand this poem. That a moment in the company of the friend of Allah, and it's better than 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas. Hazrat, immediately, and this is what we have a Shaykh for. Immediately they got their hands on our pulse. They know what is going through our mind. So Hazrat Tanvi, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi, told Mufti Shafi Sahib, that Mufti Sahib, you think that the poet has exaggerated. Says, yes, Hazrat, that thought is in my mind. The poet has exaggerated. 100 years of ibadat, ikhlas in 1 minute in the company. Hazrat said that the poet hasn't exaggerated, he has understated. It's supposed to be lag zamana ba sohbati awliya. Because there is 100,000 years of ibadat, one moment in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat's friend, when that just that drop of that love comes, Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَمَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِي فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِي اللَّهُ بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. People can become murtad. Allah will change them with such people that got the love of Allah. When the love of Allah comes in your heart, our Dada Shaykh says, this ayah gives you great consolation. With the love of Allah, you won't go astray. You can go astray with your knowledge, you can go astray with everything else. But when the true love of Allah comes, and this comes from the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat explains how important just coming here for this one moment, as Hazrat explains to us, that we can travel thousands of miles and see ulama come from Reunion. How many places come here? What a great, great benefit Allah Ta'ala will reward us. That is one thing. But the true myself, I have to make this intention for my Islam, and Allah opens my heart to get the true the ish that is in the heart of our Shaykh and kayfiyat ihsan. Aatnae do jadarde ja sokhda dekar rindo mein hum shamil hue. Hazrat says, when we see the lovers of Allah, that noor of Allah Ta'ala coming from the heaven and penetrating their heart, then we look like what are we, are ordinary people of the street. That where do we deserve to be sitting in their company? Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to sit in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whole life we can make shukr, it won't be enough. So we should be making shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Hazrat has put it so beautifully here. And this is Hazrat, very high poetry, where a useless person like me can understand. But in my broken understanding, like Hazrat is explaining, their neck is right by the arsh of Allah. And the noor of Allah is penetrating their heart. And their hearts are full like that. And when you really see the friends of Allah Ta'ala, then automatically you feel, what great people these are. When you look at them, you think of Allah. And as Hazrat explained, Shaitan will tell you there are no great walis left today. You don't find them. No, just open the eyes of your heart. You will see clearly a person who reminds you of Allah. This is the friend of Allah. Your heart gets connected to him. Join him. To join his company. Then you will learn reality of life. Hazrat says, Deshe hi dir mela ghabra gaya. Zahidani khush jab nazil hue. Hazrat says, when I see these lovers of Allah, my heart became worried and astonished that now Zahidani khush jab nazil hue. On the one hand, there are these great awliya that are firm on sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching us the love of Allah Ta'ala. And today we see there are those people who are regarded as ulama also, but they are Zahidani khush. Outwardly they look like they disinclined from the world also, but they still dry. They don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is the reality. And alim, Allah save me, a useless person like myself. We don't have the love of Allah. We don't know the reality of it. And we think now, oh, what is the Shaykh talking? Where is the proof of this? We haven't understood reality. When that thought comes in our mind, we should realize that we are dry. We don't know what is the love of Allah. It's like the twig that is dry, that will be broken. But when we understand the friends of Allah Ta'ala, then we will realize there's no time for objection. We have to follow them, and follow them with that i'tiqad, that these are the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then, otherwise, Hazrat says today, you see people from the minbar, they haven't understood the love of Allah, giving big, big bayan, but taking people in the wrong direction. Taking people in the opposite direction. And the friends of Allah Ta'ala, their bayans are so simple. So many people have said, a youngster, 5-year-old can understand the bayan. A professor can understand the bayan. And that bayan penetrates the heart. The other bayan goes over our heads and we haven't achieved anything. Finally, Hazrat says, Akhtari bismil ki tum baate suno. Ji utoge tum agar bismil huye. Hazrat explaining his own condition and what years of experience. From a youngster before becoming proper matured, from 16 years old, Hazrat says, I've got 3 great, great rivers of the ocean of the love of Allah. Allah gave me the company of Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Partab Ghani Rahmatullahi. Then my Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullahi. Then after Hazrat became a great Shaykh Khalifa, he still went to Hazrat Mawlana Abraud Haqsab Rahmatullahi. So Hazrat is explaining, that is where I learned to become a bismil, to become worried all the time of the love of Allah. And the more you get the love of Allah, the more you realize, oh Allah, I don't have any love. And as Hazrat explained, that this is that part, you're making ibadat, but we don't know whether Allah loves us. That we have to be worried, and this is that bismil, all the time, talking of the love of Allah, but we are worried, does Allah love me or not? And Allah Ta'ala's kindness, that we'll see, Hazrat says, Ji utoge tum agar bismil huye. Your life will come to life when you become a true bismil. Allah Ta'ala make me understand and all of us, and through the barakat of our share, give us an out of this reality.